Welcome to The Merge. We make sense of the defense in an enjoyable way. Here's this week's lowdown. In that number, 75, the Navy is still falling short of its readiness goal of 75 combat credible surface ships at any given time. The current number is not publicly known, but it's reportedly in the mid-50s, which ain't good when you consider the total fleet that they're counting is out of 164. Turkey's defense and aerospace exports totaled $5.5 billion last year, and that's up 25% over 2022. On the radar, the Pentagon released the first ever National Defense Industrial Strategy. It's a 60-page document. It's got four pillars. The actual plan is going to be released in about a month or so. We're going to do a podcast episode on this and a deep dive with some industry experts. They said it. A bigger picture way to say this is that we used to think about what was either you have precision or you have mass. That's no longer the case. What we need in many instances is going to be precise mass. And that's where the notion of attritable autonomy comes in. That's Mike Horitz. He's a Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Force Development and Emerging Capabilities on where some of the Pentagon investments are going. Reference replicator and CCAs and some other initiatives. They said it. I do not want a from scratch software development program. The Army has enough failed software development programs. That's Mike Kitts. He's the Army PEO for C3T. That's the Program Executive Office for Command, Control, and Communications Tactical. And that's his comment on the service's commercial modular consortium-based approach to try to overhaul the Army software that coordinates firepower. Knowledge bombs. Lockheed Martin, congratulations. They have just produced F-35 number 1000. Australia signed a $400 million contract extension with Boeing to sustain and upgrade their Super Hornet and Growler fleets. Pakistan revealed they are buying Chinese J-31 stealth fighters. Lockheed Martin up again. They delivered the first two of 14 Block 70 Vipers to Slovakia. Firehawk was awarded a Sabre Phase 3 Army contract for hybrid rocket motors. They were just on the heels of an Air Force award, if I remember right. AeroVironment completed testing its Vapor 55MX drone, dropping multiple GPS-guided munitions. The video is pretty cool. Check it out on our Instagram feed. Voyager Space and Airbus established a joint venture to build the space station. We're going to have them on the pod this year, I promise. Estonia received Polish manpads as part of a 300-missile, $113 million order. Estonia is also establishing an industrial complex to produce ammunition, and this is everything from a small caliber up to 155. South Korea's indigenous KAI KF-21 fighter jet is set to go into production. L3 Harris is providing SOCOM next-gen tactical radios under a $480 million deal. Speaking of deals, Microsoft inked a deal with the Space Force for mixed reality training. Germany finally removed its blockade that would now permit selling Eurofighters to Saudi Arabia. Raytheon signed a $34 million deal to support Sea Sparrow missiles with US, Chile, and Japan. Spain stood up a Space Command, which formalizes the new Spanish Air and Space Force. Raytheon has completed a technical review of the Navy's Halo prototype. That's a hypersonic weapon. Adani unveiled India's first medium-altitude long-endurance drone. Looks like an MQ-9. Aerojet Rocketdyne signed a 10-year contract with the Navy that would increase production of solid rocket motors. Rafael tested a new version of its Spider air defense system. This is a ground-launched air defense system using Python air-to-air missiles. Check out the video on our Instagram. It's shooting down a target drone. The Air Force is holding a competition to develop low-cost cruise missiles, so think $150,000 per unit when you buy them in bulk. Raytheon's Barracuda Sea Mine Killer Drone achieved another development milestone. You guys aren't tracking, this is a torpedo-type kamikaze drone that flies underwater, has a seeker on it, and it has a tether to a GPS antenna on the surface, allows the operator to control it, and it goes out and hunts and detonates on mines. This program started in 2018, and it's going to deploy in 2026. France placed a $5.5 billion order to buy 42 more Rafale fighters. Indonesia signed a deal to buy 18 more of the same type of fighters. Lockheed Martin signed a deal with Jordan to sell 12 F-16 Block 70 fighters. This is the first new fighters Jordan's gotten in a long time. Speaking of Lockheed Martin, NASA and Lockheed Martin debuted the X-59 demonstrator. This is for quiet supersonic flight. Check out the pictures. They're pretty insane. Australia was cleared to buy $250 million in Raytheon's Tomahawk cruise missiles. A Turkish defense firm that I'm not going to try to pronounce tested a drone that was equipped with a 6-barrel rotary grenade launcher. We have a video in our Instagram feed, links in the newsletter. The Army tapped Viasat for commercial high bandwidth SATCOM to connect its Hawkeye 3 light terminals. And finally, the Air Force and Raytheon tested a new small portable ESA radar for the NASAMS missile defense system. Spoiler alert, this is our next podcast episode. Lowdown complete. See you next week.